All Utes, all the time. This is your Ute Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Utes gets set for a showdown against Arizona State. I got an echo, Lloyd. I don't know if you can help me out with that or not.
I like that.
You like that? Echo.
Echo.
You like it because you can hear your own voice?
It sounds like we're in a stadium and we're the PA announcers.
Like Lou Gehrig. I'm the luckiest.
Yes.
Luckiest.
Absolutely. I don't know that I want to do this for the rest of the show, but.
No. No, you would not want to do that. That
makes it difficult.
All right. So Michelle Gardner is going to join the program here in a bit. Arizona State beat writer for the Arizona Republic. And we'll chat with her and get some of her thoughts going forward, as it should be an interesting. That's mine. There we go. Are you good?
Yeah.
All right. We're good now.
I am good now, too. Thanks. Thanks, Lloyd.
All right, so
much better.
So we'll hear from Michelle Gardner coming up here in just a bit.
Okay, so before we jump out to Michelle Gardner, I mentioned two people in this game against USC that I thought made a big difference. Number one, let's start with Andy Ludwig. Frank, what did you see from the play caller of Utah that made a difference against USC?
Glad you brought this up.
Well, I thought the flea flicker that he called but didn't call was
okay.
Unbelievable.
I wanted to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Does that happen a lot where there's confusion?
Yeah.
I mean, but that was a big one. That was a big mistake.
Yeah, that was
which ended up being great, but
you know, different wristbands or whatever, reading the wrong number off the wrong wristband or whatever happened. Yeah, that happens. That happens pretty regularly, and
I have a theory on that, by the way.
It happens in all sorts of circumstances. Is your theory that Cam did that on purpose?
Because he's like, you going to bring Jaquavion in for me? No, you're not. I'm the only guy. Brewer's gone. I want to throw this, and let's go. Let's have some fun. So I'll go and say there was a miscommunication, but it's 4th and 1. We have a chance to put this team away. Let's go.
Miscommunication. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I'm mostly joking there, but
no, I think that could be true. I understand there's a rift between Rising and Ludwig. Like, they are not getting along. Like, when you were saying that off air, they're not getting along very well right now.
Is that true?
No.
Oh,
that's not true at all. No, I thought that I thought the way that they managed it was fantastic. Like, Cam calls the wrong play. Coach Whittingham's like, what formation? Or more likely, someone is saying in Coach Whittingham's headset, what formation are we in? Cam comes running off the field after USC calls timeout. And they said, what are you doing? What'd you call it? He's like, well, I called the flea flicker. And Coach Whittingham's like, well, what do you think, Andy? And they go with it. And we just roll with it. I thought Andy Ludwig was very good. To be fair, maybe he was more creative in this game, maybe. But I don't know that we ever can really tell, because quarterbacks prior to this point weren't really getting the same sort of protection. They didn't really have the same opportunity to make a read downfield or to let receivers get separation and make the plays in the passing game. So to say that Andy Ludwig was more creative in this game, I don't know if that's 100% accurate. Maybe slightly. But I feel like watching this team, I keep saying, why are they trying to throw the ball so much? I think they've been trying to push the passing game, but just haven't been getting the help up front. Mm-hmm.
Joining us now on the Smart Rain guest line, Arizona State beat writer for the Arizona Republic, Michelle Gardner, one of the best out there, kind enough to join us. Michelle, how are you?
Hi, Michelle.
I'm doing great. I'm telling you what, I'm sitting outside of my apartment and it's 70 degrees.
Oh,
it's perfect weather here in Arizona. Not that I want to make you guys jealous or anything, but if anybody came to visit now, they'd never leave.
Yeah, it's just the July and August that maybe creates a bit of a problem down there for you guys.
Yeah, July's a little bit iffy, but no, it's beautiful weather here right now, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, Michelle, we're sitting in 23-degree weather. We got snow all around us, so that's one thing. If you want to ski, come and hang out with us.
Something I've never tried and don't wish to.
Yeah, there you go. So Arizona State riding high after that. They did have the loss to BYU, but overall this team's playing some really good football right now. What is it that's really jumped out to you as why this team has had the success they've had this season?
Well, you know, ever since the BYU debacle, they've kind of gotten better with each game. And I think the Colorado game might have been a turning point, and I hate to say that because obviously Colorado is not a good team. But when they came out after the BYU game, everybody was kind of interested to see, okay, this could go south in a hurry real fast, or they can suck it up and start living up to potential. So as far as the Colorado game, everybody here, you know, from a fan base standpoint, they beat Colorado basically the way they should have, and everybody went, okay, it's only Colorado. But I think when they beat UCLA the way they beat UCLA, then kind of the fan base started turning around and saying, hey, this team maybe can still live up to what we thought it would do. And they've basically played better with each game. I mean, they've won the last three games all by double digits, and they haven't even played a perfect game yet. Special teams has been a little bit iffy, and they're still winning by double digits. So, gosh, if they can get all three phases together at the same time, this team could be pretty dangerous. But I just think it was kind of they regrouped after BYU, focused a little bit more, and maybe that was kind of a gut check.
Was there any more, you know, findings with the investigation, what's going on there, and the coaches that were out against BYU? Remember, Michelle, we talked to you about that before the BYU game, how that might be a confusion or distraction. Has any more of that been processed through, or is this Arizona State staff and current situation the same as when we talked in that BYU week?
Nothing's changed, and I don't quite frankly expect it to change anytime soon. They're not going to make any other rash coaching decisions in the middle of the stream like this, so I don't think anything which is going to change, you know, for months.
The Stanford win, I thought, was impressive because Stanford had caused some problems for some teams around the Pac-12. But what's really jumped out to me about this team is just watching them on defense. And even BYU, who's, has been pretty good offensively, they get 27 points. But for the most part, I thought Arizona State did pretty good in that game. But defensively, what is it about this team that has made them so good this year, only giving up, 16 points per game?
Well, and more impressive, the fact that they shut UCLA out in the second half completely. Yeah. And against Stanford, they only gave up, I think, 3 points. And I think, going back, if I'm remembering this correctly, they've given up 26 second half points all season. So they're making the right adjustments. You know, they've got a lot of depth, and that's one thing I think people kind of don't realize. They've had quite a few injuries on the defensive side of the ball, and they've basically not missed a beat with whoever's not been in there. And I don't know that Evan Fields is going to play this week. I think Chase Lucas is probably not going to play this week. So you're talking two of your veteran seniors in the back end of your defense. And they've just had younger guys step up whenever somebody's been out. But I've been really impressed with the defensive line and the pressure they're getting on the quarterback. And that's a unit that's missing two key players. I think we talked about Jermaine Lole earlier, and he's been out for the season. He had a triceps injury. He's not even been in the mix. He was lost before the season started. And then Trevez Moore, who was one of their pass rushers, he blew out a knee against BYU, and he's gone for the year. And then they missed Mike Matus last week. He's one of their defensive ends. I believe he'll be back this week. But Tyler Johnson has really stepped up, and he's been an animal. And they've gotten contributions from some guys that we would have never expected start of the year. One of those is a guy named B.J. Green, who's a walk-on. A literal true freshman walk-on, has 3 sacks, and he's playing key minutes. And they would have never imagined that. So I like what the defensive line is doing, and that's creating pressure on the quarterback. And that, you know, everything starts with pressure on the quarterback. You can't give any quarterback, no matter who he is, time to have a picnic in pick out his wide receivers, or he's going to pick you to death, no matter who that is. So I like what the defensive line has done. And then, you know, the strength of this defense really is the back end of the defense, because that's where the veterans are. So they've got depth. They've got experience, and it all seems to be coming together right now.
I've been really impressed with their running game. They remain in the top 25 in the country, about 215 yards a game, and it's between Rashad White and you'll see Jaden Daniels get out and run. One thing we saw with BYU is they really limited Jaden Daniels in his ability to get out of the pocket and run around. How important is it for Arizona State that Jaden Daniels is able to use his feet as much as he uses his arm?
You know, he's got to pick and choose his spots. They don't want him out there running around crazy. And I can't remember which game it was, but he had 13 rushes out of the pocket. And Coach Edwards was not exactly happy with that. He says, we don't want the quarterback running 13 times, because that means a lot of different things. It means he's not finding receivers downfield, or you just don't want your quarterback subjecting himself to getting hit 13 times. So, but he's really done a lot better job in the last two games of picking his spots, going through his progressions, finding his receivers. And I think that's one of the biggest difference in this team the last 3 weeks, is that he's picking his spots and he's running when he should run. He's staying in the pocket when he should stay in the pocket. And when you've got running backs the caliber that they have, you've got that luxury.
Converting 52% on third down, is that because of the running attack and the fact that they're staying ahead of the chains? What do you attribute that to?
Well, it's the running game, and it's also not putting yourself in third and long. So yeah. if you've got third, one, two, and three, your chances of converting that are pretty good. So I think it's a matter of getting some yards on first down and not putting yourself in bad situations. And let's not forget the penalties. Yeah. You know, we saw in the BYU game the penalties and what that can do to mess up your offense. So last week, I believe they only had 5 penalties, and 4 of them came on one drive late. So they've done a much better, they've basically done an about face when it comes to that. And with the penalties, that's when you're putting yourself in second and long and third and long. So that's been a big factor there too.
Well, I've got to imagine that this game is circled and there's huge emphasis on it, because I think that it plays large in the South Division. Just your thoughts on Arizona State coming to Rice-Eccles Stadium with this pressure mounted. How do you expect them to play?
Well, I think it's a veteran team. I mean, this is not like when they came 2 years ago and they got dominated on both sides of the ball and only had 136 yards offense, I believe. And, you know, that was a Jaden Daniels true freshman year. They started 2 true freshmen on the offensive line that year when Utah had the great behemoths up front on defense. So I think this is a better team. I think it's a more composed team. You know, and I think that they've learned from that experience. And I think they learned from the BYU situation with the crowd noise too. And they've been practicing with that all week. So I just think that this is the team we thought we would see from the start of the year. And obviously they struggled and were underwhelming for the first few weeks. But I just think this is a poised team, and I think they're ready for the moment. And this is what they've been building for.
What's the vibe there regarding this Utah game from this Arizona State coaches and players? What do they expect out of the University of Utah?
Well, they know, you know what you get when you play Utah. You know, they're going to play that punishing defense. I don't think the DNA in the Utah program has changed. It's the same as it's always been. They expect a very tough, a very physical game. Utah's never going to change. As long as Kyle Whittingham is the coach, he's going to put out the same type of team. So they're expecting strong, physical game. You know, and who knows how the emotion's going to play in. I asked Herm about that on Monday with the emotion Utah's playing with. It's kind of hard to tell that can work for you or against you. And I know the team's been through a lot. Sometimes that can rally the troops, as they say, and you bond together and you have each other's backs. And I think it could be a bonding thing. But at some point, You never know when it can take a physical and emotional toll, what they've been through and flying to Texas for the funeral and coming back. So I think that's a variable that nobody really knows how that's going to factor in. But Herm Edwards talked, he has nothing but respect for Utah. He is very... He really much admires how Utah's handled the tragedy, both this one and the last one. And he thinks the coaching staff there has done a good job of being the voice of reason and being, you know, the head of the program. And he really respects what they've done and how they've handled this situation.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time. Great insight. Enjoy the game coming up on Saturday. And look forward to catching up with you again here very soon.
Anytime.
Interesting conversation and some good insight as well, as always, from Michelle Gardner. Does a tremendous job for the Arizona Republic.